Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I remind you we are in the first psalm and coming to verse 5. This is a psalm in two parts. In part 1, verses 1 through 3, we learned about the state of the blessed person, who is a happy and righteous person. In part 2, verses 4 through 6, we learn about the state of the cursed person, who is unhappy and unrighteous. This is a person under the judgment of Holy God. And verse 4 says, "The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff which the wind drives away." We discussed this last time. If you were not with us, get caught up on the God Is podcast, available from godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. Today we move into verse 5. Psalm 1 verse 5 says, "Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous." This is a verse in two parts. The psalmist begins, "Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment." Then he adds, "nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous." The word "therefore" links verse 4 to verse 5. Because the wicked are like chaff which the wind drives away, therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment. And we could ask, what judgment? This is the great white throne judgment, written about clearly in the revelation of Jesus Christ, the final book of the Bible, chapter 20. Let me read this text for us. As you may know, the author of Revelation is the Apostle John, and he is given visions in which he is shown the future. This is what he records for us at the end of the revelation given to him. He records what the final judgment of all people who reject Christ as Savior will face. This is sobering and chilling, and this is true. I invite you to hear this with an open mind and an open heart as God's promise to you. The Apostle John writes, verse 11 of Revelation 20, "Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat upon it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them." This throne is the judgment throne on which God sits in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, him who sat upon it. The color white symbolizes for the human mind purity. The presence of earth and heaven then flee away, and no place is found for them. The Apostle Peter describes this in his second epistle as the uncreating of the universe. The sin-corrupted universe will cease to exist. Global warming and climate change do not do this. God does this as part of his justified judgment. This is a remarkable scene. Jesus is on his judgment throne. Corrupt earth and heaven flee. Verse 12. "And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books, according to their deeds." The dead, note, the great and the small, are standing before the great white throne. The dead are all the unbelievers for all time. In a judicial sense, they are already guilty. They are condemned. Why? Because books will be opened, and these specific books will contain, listen to this, all the words, deeds, and thoughts of sinful men and women. Omniscient, all-knowing God knows everything, and he keeps perfect records. He does so as evidence and proof that these people before the throne of Jesus deserve to be condemned. Forgiven sin is forgotten sin. I say that because you will notice there is another book opened, which is the book of life. What is this? This book contains the names of everyone who is saved. The names therein include your name and my name. If we have trusted in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins, if we are true believers. For us, God has forgiven and forgotten all our sins. Thanks be to God. But not so for the ones whose names and words and deeds and thoughts are recorded in the other book. Unforgiven sin is never forgotten. Let me say this again. It's important. Forgiven sin is forgotten sin, but unforgiven sin is never forgotten. Verse 12 ends, "The dead were judged from the things which were written in the books according to their deeds. One by one, every person who has ever lived and who has rejected Christ as Savior and Lord will come before the great white throne and face Jesus, who will judge them to an eternal hell." Let me read Revelation chapter 20 and verse 15. "And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire." The Bible cannot be more clear. Again, Revelation 20, verse 15, "If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire." Hell, the lake of fire, is real. It is eternal, and wicked people are sentenced there at this judgment. This is why the psalmist, all the way back in Psalm 1, verse 5, writes, "The wicked will not stand in the judgment." Charles Spurgeon comments this way, "They shall stand there to be judged, but not to be acquitted. Fear shall lay hold upon them there. They shall not stand their ground. They shall flee away. They shall not stand in their own defense, for they shall blush and be covered with eternal contempt." Well, this is all so true. This is the promised judgment, and this is coming. It is still future. And gracious God is giving any one of you listening today this opportunity to invest your faith in His Son, Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. If you are not a believer, not a genuine Christian, then this broadcast and podcast is something most important to say to you. I lovingly urge you to respond to Jesus this very moment and pray as best you can, with sincerity, asking Him to please forgive you. Your Christian friends and family, as well as myself, we are standing by ready to talk with you more about this, ready to pray along with you. Well, to get in touch with me, just email mark@godisministry.org. That's M-A-R-K at godisministry.org. Or send a note to my post office box at this address, God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. Both addresses will be repeated at the end, so stay tuned. If you will love and serve Jesus, believing Him to be your one and only Savior from sin, you will not be at the great white throne. You will be in heaven, dwelling in the presence of God for eternity. So no longer reject Christ. Accept Him for who He is and join with the assembly of the righteous forever. That is what the psalmist says as he continues in verse 5. I'll reread the whole verse. "The wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous." This second part of verse 5 speaks to life in the aforementioned heaven. What I will do is to quote again from Pastor Charles Spurgeon, his take on this part of the verse, and then I want to direct our attention to a parable Jesus told and the interpretation He gave it over in Matthew's Gospel chapter 13. We probably do not have time to do both today, but let's see. First, I love this commentary on what Spurgeon, often described as the prince of preachers, in large part due to his command of the English language. I love his thoughts on this verse. Quoting him now, "All our congregations upon earth are mixed. Every church hath one devil in it. The tares grow in the same furrows as the wheat. There is no floor which is as yet thoroughly purged from chaff. Sinners mix with saints as dross mingles with gold. God's precious diamonds still lie in the same field with the pebbles. Righteous lots are this side of heaven continually vexed by the men of Sodom. Let us rejoice then that in the church above there shall by no means be admitted a single unrenewed soul. Sinners cannot live in heaven. They would be out of their element. Sooner could a fish live upon a tree than the wicked in paradise. Heaven would be an intolerable hell to an impenitent man, even if he could be allowed to enter. But such a privilege shall never be granted to the man who perseveres in his iniquities. May God grant that we may have a name and a place in his courts above." Close quote. If you want that, just visit our website, and next to today's podcast, click the link marked "Read Along," and you can have this entire manuscript free. GodIsMinistry.org. That's GodIsMinistry.org. Well, sure enough, we do not have time for Jesus' parable, but we will lead with it next time. Please plan to be with us and invite someone to join you. For now, I renew my invitation to you to believe in Jesus Christ. Today is the day of your salvation. Now is the time to invite the Lord's forgiveness for you. Please do so today. Reach out to me if you will, and I will respond. And then be sure and join us again next time, because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@GodIsMinistry.org. That's Mark@GodIsMinistry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.